It's off the bouncing off the firmament. But yeah, so I mean, I think if everyone can take a chance to could take a moment to rewatch that Leave the World Behind video, you'll see that they were showing you eclipses throughout that movie. Multiple eclipses throughout that movie. And I think that was big kind of, and you know, it was produced by the Obamas, so these aren't idiots. These are alchemists that are just showing you what they're about to try. I don't think we're there yet. I don't think we're going to move into like a civil war, civil unrest thing, but the fact that this was the year of the dragon and the mythology behind the eclipse is tied to the dragon. It's the dragon swallows the sun. And this is your eclipse. This is the Chinese mythology. So we had that powerful eclipse this year, April 8th. I know maybe it's not as real as it seems, but they ritualized it for a reason. And these eclipses from the perspective of not only these ancient outlooks like you brought up, but also from the solid astrologers, they know that it's a pulsing effect, like a ripple of time. So it's not the day of the eclipse that the problems are. It's this kind of ripple effect of how it's working forwards and backwards. So I know there's probably so many things that we could get into on this. And this is what I specialize in most. So it's exciting for me to talk about. But yeah, October eclipse coming up. We have a very, very important total lunar eclipse, March 13th of 2025, during the year of the snake. That'll be the start of a lunar cycle. I'm almost certain that there's going to be a March event. And if Trump does get in, then we're just working in that ripple effect of time idea. With him, I think we'll get an event in March. Just like we watched him win against a female his first time. Now he is again going against a female. It's this black and white square card that I brought up at the very beginning with Diddy and Epstein. If he is to win, they're going to do everything in reverse. So what I mean by that is he got hit with a March event at the end of his presidency. I think it's going to be now if he wins, he's going to be hit with an event immediately at the start of his presidency, similar to Obama. It's going to be like that. So this kind of political theater is very much to cloak up the financial, it's like the economy is sort of like an obese, diseased animal that's getting ready to keel over. And their solution to all of this will be things like central bank digital currencies and universal basic income and potentially even social credit. These are all things down the pipeline, but they need chaos. They need an event, right? No different than 9/11 or no different than C-19 or no different than the Kennedy or whatever. They're going to use an event. That's what you want to look out for. So I'll be decoding more of that over the next couple months. But all in all, I'm actually pretty positive for everywhere outside of that Israel hot zone. I'm pretty positive all the way until March. I just think 2025 March moving forward is going to be some issues, and you're definitely going to want to have the money stuff straightened out.
Get your money shot straight. You heard it directly from the esoteric Dr. Phil here on the Juan Juan podcast. As always, killing it, dude. Let people know where they can find your work, where they can sub to the Patreon and all that good stuff so they can learn more of, because you, bro, you're a black belt in this and you go hard in the paint. Where can people go?
I appreciate you, man. Well, check out the YouTube channel, YouTube at Waters Above. And then in the description box of the videos, I have all my links. I would appreciate anyone signing up to Patreon, patreon.com/watersabove. I only have one membership, and in that you unlock all of my exclusive content. I've done about 180 podcasts now. I do a weekly podcast on the markets, and I also have a live stream archive with over 150 live streams. Most of them are about 2 to 3 hours each. So just that alone is insane amount of content that's unlocked. And it also comes with a Discord community. So for those people that want to come hang out with other like-minded thinkers, it's a pretty amazing community we have, because it's built upon my essence and my vibe of trying to avoid the drama, trying to avoid the fanaticism and the worship and getting too overly consumed about these cultural moments happening on the world stage. So it's an incredibly level-headed community full of people that are interested in the occult and esoterica. So that's, again, over at Patreon. And YouTube channel, I'm usually putting out a video every week, and then that live stream on Saturdays.
Yeah, make sure you name your next live stream the Esoteric Hour with the Esoteric Dr. Phil Alchemical Hour or something like that.
Yeah, so absolutely, man. I'm playing on that from now on. That's hilarious. I don't know if you watch, I don't watch it too often, but this Kill Tony.
Yeah, I watch it every now and again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one that they did with Adam Ray, where he plays Dr. Phil, is amazing. Like, he is super funny comedian, Adam Ray. Shout out to Adam Ray. I'm sure he's listening to One on One Podcast.
He did the Biden. He does the Biden character, too,
amazing,
right?
Dude. That was so funny.
Yeah, Shane Gillis killed the Trump impersonation. If you listen to it on the radio, you can't even tell it's not him.
Yeah, it's that was crazy. One of the funniest moments in comedy history. I think that will definitely go down because it wasn't cheesy at all. It was like they played those characters perfectly.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, dude. And yeah, check me out at the One on One Podcast on all social media platforms, tjojp.com. Live on Twitch every Tuesday night. Check me out on there. The Occultist Monday, Homunculus Owner's Manual, all that good stuff. Links down in the description. Waters came, conquered, he killed it. And as always, everyone, catch you on the other side.